my love of animation, both Western and Eastern, shows through in a lot of my work, even if I'm not directly referencing it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's good.
How about you, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. Ninja Turtles. What? Ninja Turtles? What? Ninja Turtles? Turtles? Can we just turtles? Hi. Ninja.
I like turtles.
Mutant. Ninja Turtles.
Well, I noticed a very interesting collection of artistic works with Raphael being forced to sit in timeout. I believe Donatello trying to do basic arithmetic, and Mikey with a lump on his head after hitting himself with a nunchuck.
Kevin drew the turtle tots for me really, really early on in our relationship, and I've got the four original art cards on my desk. But yeah, that's a set of the cards had in our – it's the turtle being Leonardo's nibbling on his wooden sword. And yeah, Raphael's in timeout, and Mikey doesn't have a grip on the chucks yet. A lot of them. Frankly, when you consider how difficult nunchucks are, the fact that they're living in the sewer, they probably didn't have foam like practice chucks.
No, probably not.
Yeah, the kid probably took a lot of blows to the head, and it explains his older personality. So yeah. I think that's my headcanon.
But that particular card set, like Sarah said, I should. Her for her birthday one year, and she had shared it online, like in both the forum she was in at the time, and on Facebook and stuff. And
how old forums?
Yeah, and people just got so excited, like, oh gosh, can I have a set? Oh my god, oh my god! And of course, I couldn't draw. Like, these were like original marker pieces I'd done for Sarah, and I'm like, well, I'm not gonna copy marker pieces. I'm really bad with that. So I just basically redrew them as like digital pieces, and we just started producing them for people who wanted them. So that's kind of
actually we do art cards now at the tables at conventions. We get out to like 20 to 25 conventions a year, and we need to have a lot of fresh art for people. Yeah. And
now, like the stuff, like the parody comics we do, we have no problem. We put that online, we put that out there, and like we put that in our store and stuff. The actual like fan art type stuff that just basically like it's characters in my style, but it's not actually like a parody of anything per se. We tend to keep those as like convention only, because that's just, I mean, that's,
it's just a redesign.
Yeah, so it's not actually like, I mean, it definitely has my spin to it, and definitely has my flavor, but I wouldn't call it like.
No, you've done some pieces like your Tuxedo mask.
Oh yeah.
There was the Final Fantasy 13, 17 people and their ex, pretty people and their existential.
Well, that's actually a parody piece.
You do parody pieces like as one frame. Gag,
yeah,
print,
but stuff like the art cards where it's just basically a cute version of the actual character, like I wouldn't, like, I mean, it's fine to do at a convention. I don't know if we wouldn't put them on our store to, like, you know, for everyone to just pick up, because
yeah, that seems to be overreaching. That gets into the land of greedy.
Yeah.
Indeed. Now, if I may pry, I mean, what do you think about this latest revelation in the news about what IDW has done to Donatello?
Oh, spoiler! I hadn't read it yet.
I know what it is, and really, I think it's just a stunt. Like,
yeah, you know what? Image took half his brain out, replaced it with a computer, and made him insane. Like,
chop off Mikey's arm?
No. You're thinking the same as It Never Was episode from the 2003 cartoon. Leonardo lost his arm to Leatherhead eating it, and Splinter turned into a giant bat. Like, the fact that they're doing things with the turtles, like, yo, that these are not sacred toys. They're not sacred cows, I guess. I don't know. They can and will be damaged in play. That means that suspense is now a thing. Donatello is my favorite, and he better not be dead for real.
And I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, this kind of thing in comics of attempting to kill off protagonists. I mean, would you say that, you know, this is something that has never ended well? Why in the world would you do it? Or do you think it's, well, maybe something might come out of it?
It always achieves the desired result in that we're talking about it. the minute we stop talking about it, the minute we don't care, or the minute we're like, oh, okay, well, he'll be back in a week, like, it's not news, that's when they'll stop doing it. Like, I often tell people, like, if there's something that frustrates you about comics or media, just ignore it and, like, don't care, like, don't talk about it, because if they're not getting the attention for it, then they're not gonna do it. There's no...
you make the publishers sound like children with bad behavior.
That's exactly what they are in sometimes, you know? So you gotta,
like... Okay, so I think it's great that we're going to kill characters from time to time. That means that there are stories that we will tell, that there are not things that are out of bounds. There are not kind of immediate breaks on suspense. If a character can never, ever, ever, ever die or be seriously hurt ever, how exciting is it that they're in a situation where they might die? You know, like, what does it matter if, you know, okay, so there are these turtles in particular, you know, they're these amazing ninja warriors. What the hell is the suspense of battle if they can't actually be injured?
Indeed.
I think that's a lot of why people say things like, forgive me, Kevin, Superman is a boring character, because, like, he's so super powered. Like, what are you going to do to him?
Yeah. Well, the thing is with Superman, like, because you opened that can of worms.
I did. Here we go.
The thing is, a good Superman story, like bad Superman stories concentrate on just the powers and make it about the physical. The really great, awesome Superman stories make it about philosophy and make it about, like, internal struggle, because that's where Superman has the most dynamic, interactions is with, like, you know, like, much like Captain America, which whereas, like, his philosophy versus the quote unquote real world, or, like, you know, tangling with his own mortality in other areas, even his own relevance, you know. That's one of the reasons that I really love, I get a lot of crap for it, but I love, I love Superman Returns a lot, for a number of reasons. But I really, I like the whole, it tackles the whole, does the world need a Superman? Is Superman still relevant? And stories like that are fantastic, amazing, Superman stories, whereas ones where it's just he punches things or he has to fight a bigger guy. The minute it becomes like Dragon Ball Z is when it gets boring. So,
not that you don't like Dragon Ball Z.
Not that I don't like Dragon Ball Z, but Dragon Ball Z is Dragon Ball Z.
You've been watching that for a while now.
Yeah.
Indeed so. Well, I think that's all I got from me. I understand you guys will be in Hunt Valley, Maryland this weekend at Regeneration Who?
Correct.
Correct.
A fun bit of trivia for the Hunt Valley Inn. That's actually Otakon, when it actually started getting out of its college space, that was its first hotel. So I actually went to my first Otakon 1996 in that hotel. So it'll be kind of cool to go back to it.
I've been told they changed the carpet.
The carpet has been changed, yes. Wait, no, actually the carpet hasn't changed because I was there for a toy show.
Okay, so, yeah. I was told that, like, the crazy hypno carpet was gone.
If they took it out since that toy show, I'll be sad. The hypno carpet is like... I get crazy like flashbacks from it.
Well, hopefully not like Vietnam.
Oh, you know.
No, the good kind.
The different kind of 60s flashback.
Indeed. As well as, I believe you guys will be first week of April at Anime Boston.
Yeah, we're going north. North into the – they still have snow. They still have so much snow. We're going up there, and we'll be. We ended up taking a break for a few years from Anime Boston.
Yeah.
You know, very sad. We wanted to go back, but there were reasons. And so this year it's really exciting. Not only are we back, but we will be in the Artist Alley, over in the Pro Row spaces. So, we'll have more room. We'll be, we will have our first copies of the Parody Parade, paperback. Kevin will have, he's working on a Rocky Horror, art card set. That'll debut at
Regeneration Who.
It'll still be fresh product for the folks up in Boston. yeah, we're gonna get to hang out in the artist alley. In prior years, we'd been in the dealer's room just because we needed more space, and it's awesome that it's worked out that we get to hang with our brethren.
Yeah, we miss them.
Indeed. Well, folks, I want to thank Sarah and Kevin. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's a pleasure.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
All right. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.